Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parashas Shemini, coming off a wonderful Chag Zman Chereseinu, coming off Pesach. As a matter of fact, the first tikkun I'd like to share with you comes from the Kol Ram on Pesach, Ozayin. However, it is a theme which is not only there, but Ramesha writes about it in numerous places, including in the Darash Moshe, and his Maimer called the Shabbos Kaidim Nisuin. The focus has to do with this week's parasha, with the death of Nadav ve'Avihu. We find, and Ramesha contrasts, the Hanhag of Moshe Rabbeinu and Nadav ve'Avihu. Moshe Rabbeinu was at the Sneh, by Yaster, Moshe Panav Kiyore Mehabit Elolikim. It says by the Sneh that Moshe Rabbeinu closed his eyes, he didn't look. Opposite that, Nadav and Avihu, it says, Vayal Moshe Ve'are Nadav Avihu V'shivim Mezikne Yisrael. V'yuras Elokei Yisrael, V'tachasra V'kabasi Livnei Sassapir, V'kezer Shemayim L'toyar, V'hutziyam Yisrael L'sholach Yodai, V'yechzu Esau Elokim. And Rashi says there in Shemayis, Perichov Dalet, Pasuk Yod Aleph, V'yuras Elokei Yisrael, V'staklu V'tzisu V'schaidu Misa, El Sholim Rasek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, So the basic idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu was a master panav. Medrash Tachum and Achrei Moshe says this: Moshe Rabbeinu b'schar v'yaster Moshe zocha v'ine karen ar panav. Now the Vaviu zanuay ne'em min hashchina v'loy nehenu min hashchina. In other words, the hanhaga of looking, so to speak, whatever that means, was the aveir of Nadav Avihu. Similarly, Ramesha brings from the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Arba Nichnasu LaPardes, Veluhain, Ben Azai, Ben Zai Ma'achav Rabbi Kiva, they were Zaycha to be Nichnas to Pardes, to the mystical Pardes of the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Azai hits its Umeis. Ben Azai looked, and he died. What does it mean he looked? What does it mean exactly that he looked? So Ramesha explains that a person has to know that just like the taivis to dvarim gashmian, to physical things, to being far from spirituality, and of course that leads a person to the wrong place. Similarly, there's what he calls a taiva gedayla yaiser, an even greater taiva, to want dvarim ruchnian. In other words, a good person wants to be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When that gets out of hand, it leaves the bounds of acceptable behavior, al pi dine hatayra. A person's desire for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets so strong that it violates rules of Torah. That is the chait of Nadav ve'Avihu. That was their aveira. V'halakta bidrachav, a person wants to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to go in his ways. Bidrachav, you want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go bidrach, go in the derech that the Torah prescribes to someone to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So don't be mevakesh ruchnius kifi sichloi, be mevakesh ruchnius according to the Ratzon HaTorah, and that is what it means that they were mistakel by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Ramesha's Hesber of the Aveira, and with this he explains many other things. He says, for example, even when the greatest kings of Klal Yisrael were able to bring Klal Yisrael closer to Hashem, Rakabamais Saru, they were not successful in getting rid of the Bamais. Even the great king, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he was not able to get rid of the Bamais. Why? Because the idea of Bamais are ways to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ways to bring karbanis, wherever you are. It's a desire to become close to Hashem by bringing a karban. And that Yetzirah is a very, very challenging Yetzirah for a good person. A good person wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and more. And a person has to know to do it with the proper the proper mahala, the proper approach that the Torah allows. Ramesha adds in the drasha that he said in the kiddush of a shah of a ifrof, he said by marriage too. Ishvi isha zachu shchina beinayim. Loi zachu eishach lasan. Loi zachu, a fire eats them. That sounds like another vavil. Eishach lasan. What does that got to do with ishvi isha zachu shchina beinayim? Loi zachu eishach lasan. Ramesh says an incredible thing. He says that just like if a man or a woman in a marriage has too much taiva, wants too much for himself, too much gashmi, that's going to mess up the kedusha of the marriage. He says, and I quote, "Gam letzad sheni yichaylo lechalo kedushas nesuin aide taiva leruchnias shall have a precious mizahiras." It could be the other way around also. A person who's too far from and has a kapeda more than what the Torah says. He says, and again quoting, of Kedusha Esamidai also is the Yetzirah. It's the Yetzirah that that tells a person to be frommer and frommer, even though it's in a manner that the Torah doesn't want. Ramesh explains with this the Tuleh of Mitzrayim. What kind of a desire is a sheep? A sheep, they didn't want a makar of the sheep. They didn't sacrifice to the sheep. The sheep was somehow the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. Not only that, Paray also, it's my elikah. Paray made himself a god. Made himself a god. Who's the god, the sheep or the Paray? So Ramesh explains that what the Mitzrayim did in a desire to be good, Yosemidai, their goodness they took out on the sheep. Whatever the sheep wanted, they let the sheep do. The sheep wanted to cross the street, the traffic stopped. They didn't do anything to limit sheep. Why is that? A person has desire for goodness. So they said the sheep will be the recipient of our goodness. So Pari was the head god. He was the one that was very good to the sheep. He did everything for the sheep. But that's all a fake, a baloney type of a Yetzer Tov. It's not a real Yetzer Tov. It's Yetzer Tov the way a person makes things up to be a Yetzer Tov. That was the chait, as they state in Ramesh. A similar thing that the Sivim Ramei Soda says in Sukkah Daftan Beis. It says there are seven Yetzaharas. Ra, Oral, Tome, Sine, Michsho, Evan, Tzfaini. The seventh one is called Tzfaini, the seven Yetzaharas. Tzfaini, what's Tzfaini? Well, it's something we know from the Seder, means hidden. What does that mean? So the Sivim Ramei Soda says, that's a Yetzirah that suffers va'im and believe in Shaladam, a hidden Yetzirah that makes believe is a Yetzir type. When a person wants Kedusha Yosemidai, that is brings a person to do Averis L'Shem Mitzvah, makes a person do Averis L'Shem Mitzvah. The seventh is always Kaddish. When you have seven of something, like Shabbos or Shemitah, seventh is Kaddish. The seventh Yetzirah is a bakasha for kedusha yetzer midai. Kedusha too much, that leads a person to do things the Torah doesn't want. It's a fafrumkeit, that's not al pi Torah. That's the yetzer hara. But derech trush, the Hasidim say the same thing. And I saw this in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef of Parshas Kisisa, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. He, b'derech drush, b'derech Hasidus, taiched the Mishnah. Where is the place that Heilige people end up geschachten? Where is the place that they end up going to Gan Eden? Where? Shechitasan batzafain. The shechita is with this Yetzirah of tzafain, the Yetzirah of doing something that's yesemidai, that's more than a person is really supposed to be doing al pi ratzon ha-Torah. What strikes me is that Ramosha adds the following, and this should be taken by heart to heart by B'nai Tairu. And he says, I'm quoting, it's also very common when it comes to learning. People want to be G'daylim right away. And they sit the whole Seder and they're mechadish new chidushin. And this is what they're oisik in. They don't cover ground. They learn, don't learn up. They don't learn up mesechtes. They don't learn up a lot of Gemara. Say chidushin before they learn the Gemara. The Gemara that says later might say the opposite. So for Moshe, this comes from the same Yetzirah. It's Yetzirah to do good things, but it's Yosef Midai. It's more than the darga of a person. It's not Al Pi Ratzon HaTov. These are all examples of the chait of Nadav Avihu. G'daylam v'kdoshim, heilige people. They wanted Ruchnias, but they wanted a Yosef Midai, and that's the lima that we have, that Eish Eichlasa. Let me move to a second thought on the parasha. In Perek Yud, Pasuk Chav, we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu was Maida to Aaron. The language that Rashi uses is Haida v'loi bosh loi malo shamati. He said, you're right. Aaron said, maybe you only heard that we as Einanim should eat the kachim that our kachim has man, but not the regular karbanis. And Moshe Rabbeinu, after having become angry at what they were doing, he turned around and he said, you're right. Haida v'loi bosh. You're right, it was Maida. And he wasn't embarrassed to say, Loi Shamati, he said, Shamati, Vishachachti. The question is, and many Mefarshim ask this question, the Kliyakar asks it, that that's the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't lie? That's the greatness? That he didn't say it out and out, Sheker? It's another Pella, really. This whole idea that Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness is expressed in the fact that he told the truth. He didn't say Lo Shamati. He didn't say a sheker. There's a kasha, there are many terutzim. I saw a beautiful teretz in the Sefer Mayonei Agam in the name of the Sfardi Kadmoini. He said one of the first Sfarim on Rashi. And he says the following, beautifully. He says, when a person makes a mistake, there are three options. He could lie and cover up for himself. Or he could be made and be embarrassed. Embarrassed that he made a mistake. Or he could be thrilled that Baruch Hashem, he made a mistake and he was corrected. When it says a praise of Moshe Rabbeinu, Haidu V'loi Baish, it's not a praise that he was made and didn't lie. That's a praise of Moshe Rabbeinu. There was made in Lech Hashem. The praise is Haidu V'loi Baish. He was made without Busha. He's thrilled. He said, Baruch Hashem, you corrected me. I was wrong. It's very hard. People are on the defensive. They're on the defensive. And when the person is corrected, they're defensive right away. They should be thrilled. They should be delighted. It's a level of avas ha'emes and avas ha'techacha to be corrected. Nikarim divrei emes. This Chan and Rashi is nikar. It's true. Because what's the language of the pasuk? Vayishma Moshe vayita beinav. But Moshe heard vayita beinav. That's what Rashi says. Hoy devloi boish. Vayita beinav was good in his eye. Moshe Rabbeinu was thrilled that he was corrected. Ah, what a beautiful, meaningful vart. I would add that Rav Palm had his own teretz that he said. I don't remember who he quoted, or it was his own teretz, but he just kind of was Meragla Bapume, the following teretz. He said that, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't lie. A good person doesn't lie. But sometimes a person thinks he has the Yetzer Tov is telling him to lie. In other words, he has a reason, a firmer reason to lie. What's that? Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say, I made a mistake. The whole Torah went through Moshe to call yourself. Moshe Rabbeinu, I could see a person in Moshe Rabbeinu's darga saying, for me, I'm not allowed to say that I made a mistake. What's going to happen if I make a mistake? If I tell people I made a mistake, it's going to mess up the whole Kabbalah Satira. I'll have a furukite reason. Moshe Rabbeinu, haidu v'loi baish. That's why it's a darga. He didn't make furukite reasons to lie. Haidu v'loi baish. And he said the truth. And with these beautiful thoughts, if I may say so. G'dayla Yisrael. I wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Mevarchim, a Shabbos Parsha Shmini. It's the beginning of his month of B'nai Torah worldwide. And those who are in the Olam HaParnasa should also see it as a new Zman, a new Eschachos, a new devotion, Mishma will be beginning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. We're learning the last Amid of Brachas tonight, and Bezrat Hashem starting Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. I invite everyone, redouble your efforts. There's only another, five Thursday nights till we come to Erev Shavuos. Take it, do it, join us, and Bezrat Hashem be part of the Mishmar tonight. Kol Tov.